from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Share Show.
Before we talk about how bad my website is,
yes,
let's talk about how good it is. Folks, martinzender.com, what can I say about it?
Not much.
We got music, we got laughter, we got wonderful times. We have teaching, we have articles, we have a newsletter. I write a newsletter called The Clanging Gong News. I've got 41 issues of that archived. We've got videos of Sheridan and I in the studio. I do a video show every other Saturday called The Crack of Dawn Report. It's me in my kitchen teaching the Word of God with flair, I might say.
Oh, by the way, on Martin Zender's site, if you thought the pass from Montana to Clark in
right.
the Super Bowl was
yeah.
good,
mm-hmm.
if you thought Aikman to Irvin was good, if you thought
Roman Gabriel to Jack Snow.
Roman Gabriel to Jack Snow.
You're
Ken
not,
Stabler to whoever. I mean, if
Fred Biletnikoff.
Is that who it was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cliff Branch.
Cliff Branch. That's history. Now, if you thought those passes
you haven't
were
seen anything.
Good.
You haven't seen anything yet.
I mean, you have not seen anything until you've seen Sheridan connecting with Zender in the end zone.
At Amarillo.
It is about a 50-yard bomb, perfect spiral into the outstretched hands of Martin Zender. You've never seen anything.
And it happens on
like
the edge
it.
Of a canyon.
Yeah.
With an oncoming car.
And Martin Zender dodged the car and dodged the canyon into the end zone.
And we're not kidding. You have to go to martinzender.com. There's a special feature card there called Zenderflix. You go to Zenderflix. And the title of the video is the Amarillo Sports Conference.
And just so you know, I am the handsome, chunkier one.
I'm the
you're the
thin,
nothing.
The thin,
you're,
virile one.
You're the little guy.
I'm the virile one with a sports jacket.
Nice.
That's not all that happens on the Amarillo Sports
no.
video. You remember what you do on the Amarillo Sports video?
Oh, I hit balls into a canyon.
You hit balls into a canyon.
Yes, I was golfing.
Yeah, Sheridan tees it up at the Palo Duro Canyon, and He launches one. I tell you, if it went 100 yards, it went 1,000. I mean, this thing was out of sight. I think it ended up in New Mexico.
And I don't even golf.
And he doesn't even golf. It was a par 195.
I put my weight into it. That was the
And
issue.
The hole was in Santa Rosa, New Mexico. Sheridan, just fantastic. So go to martinzender.com for a lot of good times.
What's the evil about this site besides... Maybe he didn't like the pass I threw or something? Was that it?
No, I don't think I think if he saw that, my site would be justified in
okay.
his sight. But
right.
he says this. Lastly, this is the last point. So,
oh,
folks, we're wringing everything out of this letter that we could, but this is the last thing we need to wring out of here. Your website, speaking to me.
God.
Because yours is so humble, Dan. You have a humble website. It's nice. It's neat. Mine's kind of all over the place. Your website seems to be that of an egomaniac.
Hey, he knows you.
I know.
Nice.
Just because I have coffee mugs with my face on it, T-shirts,
yeah.
hundreds of pictures with my face on
balloons.
It. Balloons. Riding balloons yeah. with Martin's. What?
Tattoos.
Tattoos.
Underwear.
Yeah, underwear, whatever you like. You know, I mean, pencils, pens. What?
Yeah. Lingerie.
Well, that's coming up in spring. I have a lingerie line coming up
yeah.
with my name and website. This is a free enterprise.
That's right. Go ahead.
This is a democracy. And, okay, he seemed to be that of an egomaniac. Last night, I heard a sermon on humility.
Oh, brother.
That we should consider others better than ourselves. Well, you seem to contend with Muhammad Ali for your claim to be the best. And I got, look, he's got this
large
27-point type.
You're the best.
I'm the best.
I love you.
I love you, too.
You're the best.
I know.
Yes?
Yes. Well, I have this to say. I had a girl tell me one time, I shouldn't name her, but I will. Jamie McGill wrote me and said that your website's all about you. There's your face on a coffee mug. Your name's everywhere. Okay, and I had to write her back and say, excuse me. But the name of the website is martinzender.com. I am Martin Zender. Let me tell you, I used to...
I wonder if this person uses Facebook, because I bet she's got pictures of them all over it.
I wonder if she when she sends out her mail, she puts her name on the return address.
I doubt it. It would be too much about her.
Yeah, it's all about her. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
What was I going to say?
I don't know what you're going to say. How can I know that? You think I'm God?
Well, you're the closest thing I have.
Well, you were talking
about... In the flesh to God.
I don't know. We were talking about you saying that your website's you're an egomaniac because your website's all about you.
Oh, yeah. It's called martinzender.com. Now, oh, yeah, I remember what I was going to say. I used to read articles and books by ministers who were so, quote, humble, they wouldn't even use the personal pronoun I. They would say, the writer feels that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
That to me, is reverse egomania.
No, that's another form of it.
It's another form of egomania. At least I'm honest, and I call myself by my name. And
so we can identify you.
So you can identify me. And plus, yeah, I'm kind of a song and dance guy. I'm out there. I have fun. And I remember after reading some of these scriptural publications, when the writer would really strain to try to keep themselves out of the picture totally, it's like they weren't even human. And
yeah.
I thought it's so refreshing, for instance, when the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 7, he talks about himself for an entire chapter.
I. The writer did not know sin until the writer had the commandment, thou shalt not covet. And then when the commandment came, the writer died.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Right.
False humility. You know, I got a story to tell about J. Vernon McGee real quick.
J. Vernon McGee, go.
One of the funniest things I ever heard him say was a woman came up to him afterwards and said, I want to thank, he was talking about a preacher, gave a message, and a woman came up to him afterwards and said, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate, I thank you so much for that message. And the preacher said, ma'am, don't thank me, thank the Lord.
Oh,
and the woman replied, well, it wasn't that good.
It came right back on him.
I know, what a
like
great
a boomerang.
I wish
great.
I would have for that. And you know, I appreciate McGee for that, you know, because he's got that down-home attitude, you know, that... but what you're saying, and these guys actually think, you know, like when I was with the Plymouth Brethren, they would only use their initials on the writings.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, they always felt that it was the Lord always speaking through them. That's not always true. That's why we have the written word of God, and we have to study it. We may say things one day that as we further study, have to reverse our view on it later. So that's just a false humility that what this guy.
Yeah, that's a good point, though, you know, that it's from the Lord, really? Jeez, it wasn't that good.
No,
right. Yeah, let's just own up to these are my writings. This is the Martin Zender Dan Sheridan show, you know? I mean,
it's not the nobody show.
And if
we said this is God's show and he's teaching, we'd be lying.
We would be lying.
Why would we be lying? Because God himself is not audibly speaking. We are his servants.
Right.
We are to study the Word of God, and we are to proclaim what God has said in His Word. Now, do we always get it right?
No.
Does anyone get it all right all the time?
No.
So if it was God speaking directly, would anything ever be wrong?
No.
No. Think about it. That's not hard to figure out.
Yeah, it is false humility. So, well, you know, people can't even take a thank you.
Yeah.
People come out to us and say, we really enjoyed your show. You guys rock. You know what I say?
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's
appreciate
awesome.
It.
It's all the Lord. It's all the... Well, it is all the Lord, but we walk in the relative. We acknowledge one another.
Yeah.
Paul said, honor to whom honor is due.
There you go.
He says, I plant, Apollos waters. And in Colossians here, he talks to the Colossians about the day on which they heard and realized the grace of God in truth, according as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow slave, who's a faithful dispenser of Christ for us. Epaphras, named his name. Is it all about Epaphras? No. Is it all about me? No. But, you know, there's such a false humility in the world. I contend to you that my website, there's a humility that doesn't show on the surface. And there's a humility that's maybe bombastic. I admit I'm bombastic on the surface. And yet underneath, I know that I know that I know that it's of Christ. And inside me, I am prostrate before God the Father. On the other hand, there are those people who present a humble front. a whitewashed wall. They always compose. They're never flustered. It's never about them. They defer and demur, and they never use their own name. And yet inside, they think that they chose Jesus Christ. They believe in free will. And so what righteousness, what kind of humility would you rather have? Would you rather have the true deal inside? And maybe you're a little bombastic on the outside like me. Not to compare myself to King David, but there was a guy who was dancing before the Lord when the ark came back from the Philistines, just exuberantly celebrating, and his wife just, how dare you dance? And yet David was a man whose heart was after God. God looks at the inside, not the outside. So don't judge, Pistol Pete here, don't judge by outward appearances. You need to go to my site, and I'm sure this guy just looked at it and said, oh, yeah, there's a coffee mug, there's a t-shirt. You seek, listen to the writings, or read the writings, listen to the audio, and you will see that my reverence for God is right there. And I know it's not me, and I know it's him. And you know what? It's fun for me to have fun. And I'm a song and dance guy, and from what I know of you, Dan, you're the same way. And so we are who we are, and we don't apologize for it.
No.
But we will explain it for those who stumble. Now, here's the real hypocrisy. This is how this letter ends. After I claim to be Muhammad Ali, I never said I'm the best. I've never said that.
I'm the best.
I'm the best. I never said that, man.
No,
I never said that at all.
No.
All right. Now he says this: God guide you.
Okay.
Apparently,
thank
we
you,
need
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll take it.
It's probably the only thing I agreed with in this letter.
Yeah, so far, right. Finally, get after 1,000 words of this letter. God guide you. We totally thank you.
Thank you.
My wife and I hold honorary doctorates.
Oh my God!
I knew that was
wait. After he just said you think you're the best, he's telling us about how he's an honorary doctor.
Yeah.
What an arrogant backside of a pig.
Now, Dan, that was it.
Oh, God. See, here it comes, man.
Here it comes.
Here it
comes. Here it comes.
I will be like the Most High. I will set my throne above the stars of God. Here we go.
Yeah, I know.
All right, come on.
I know.
I can't wait a minute.
I know.
He just accused you
of
being bombastic.
Because I have my
and
picture.
And now he's bringing up how he's got an honorary doctorate.
Yeah.
What does he go with it? Where does he go with it?
Where does he go with it?
Where does he go?
He just says he tells where he has it from, and I don't feel like I should
mention
that information. But he has an honorary doctorate, and he also writes. And his wife has a site, which I won't mention on the web, and she has spoken in 40 states to certain conventions,
yay,
to audiences over 1,000.
Yay!
And so,
so did Hitler. Yeah,
so did Hitler.
I mean, what's the point? I mean, you know what? I like bananas with peanut butter.
Yeah.
I like toast and jelly. I mean, I like hockey.
Sure.
What is the point of all that? What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing. Nothing.
As a matter of fact, now, if I had read that at first,
yes,
I would never even talk about this letter, because I would know this man is an inflated, puffed up egomaniac.
Think of the good that has come from this letter. As we finally close this letter, think of the good, Dan. Can you, as we close this show,
here's the good thing.
Okay,
don't,
give it to me.
Don't get an honorary doctorate.
Gee. Don't get an honorary doctor.
All hail the power of Pistol Pete's name. Let angels prostrate fall.
Do not get an honorary doctorate. Be like Dan and I, nobodies who study God's word.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow by the grace of God. In the meantime, continue in the grace of God. It's not of us, it's of him. Now dance. Woo!